and Christmas is almost upon us because the Christmas market opens at the weekend. Alan Hartnell is the man who's behind it. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
You're a busy fella. This is the sign that Christmas has arrived whenever the market is in town. Is it, and I bet you'll say this, bigger and better. Couldn't be bigger.
It is actually bigger because there are more stalls this year. It's much bigger. I think there's 20, 25 more stalls this year. So it is. It's more diverse because there's more countries represented. And it's also more diverse because we're supporting Year of Food Northern Ireland with a number of stalls there and also quite a few local craft stalls as well.
So it's now become, I suppose, the staple diet of people here in Belfast and Northern Ireland in general. I had a guy who's taken his whole family on the train just to see the Christmas market. It's a must-see. It's an appointment in the diary.
It's certainly one of the biggest attractions. People don't realise it's now ranked in the hierarchy of Christmas markets in Europe. And I think the people of Northern Ireland and Belfast in particular have contributed to that because they do like, as you say here, the crack.
And whenever we do go down, and I'm going to be down today, and we'll be doing a Facebook Live around lunchtime, giving people a chance to win a whole host of vouchers and tickets and discounts and all of that. Whenever the people do arrive, they'll want to know exactly when it's open, when it's not open. What's your menu of events?
Well, it starts on Saturday at 12 noon and runs right through then until the 22nd of December. It's open Monday to Wednesday is 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. And then on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's 10 till 10. Sunday, 1 till 6.
And have the shopkeepers in Belfast generally embraced you now? At the beginning, they certainly thought that they were paying the rates and these guys were coming in from overseas. They were, you know, creaming off the profits and getting all the spend and the shopkeepers were missing out. Do they accept now that it draws more footfall generally to the city?
Yeah, I mean, I think last year was 1.2 million people came to the event. You know, and that speaks for itself. But also the economic surveys that we have done every 2 years, that demonstrates that it's bringing massive economic benefit into the city. I think 2 years ago, it was 26 million. And that's not 26 million that's taken on the market. I mean, it's £26 million worth of economic benefit for the city of Belfast.
And I suppose you aren't a big European city now if you don't have a Christmas market.
Well, exactly. And I think Belfast is very lucky because it's got one of the most beautiful venues to hold a Christmas market. And I think that adds to it as well. And I think people associate the Christmas market with City Hall. And it's, you know, it's their City Hall.
Do the lights go on this weekend as well? Is that all
happening? Yeah, it's a switch on of the lights at about 6:30 on Saturday evening.
And you're off and running.
Yep, we're off and running then.
Alan, great seeing you again. Thanks for calling by.
Thank you.
Got to go down later on. We'll be on Facebook Live around lunchtime and there'll be a chance to win, indeed, the vouchers for the Christmas market.